We're talking about the Leaving Cert and I suppose the next steps of the next week in terms of college and CAO and that whole process. We've Niamh Dwyer of My Career Plan with us on the line. Niamh, good morning to you.
Hi, Gerry. How are you?
No problem. Good. Listen, tell me what the situation is for the students of 2023 now, Niamh, the next steps that they need to consider as they process, I suppose, their results.
So I suppose the first thing, Gerry, is to congratulate them all. Like, it's a huge day for the students, the parents and the teachers. So my first thing would be to look back and be proud of themselves. That would be the key thing. And, you know, celebrate this milestone and, you know, think about, you know, the wonderful things that lie ahead. Just in terms of, I suppose, their results today, what they will have seen when they log on is their grades and the levels they would have done in each subject. But from Tuesday next at 12 o'clock, they'll actually be able to access the rest of their examination data. So that would be the breakdown of their marks, you know, if there were components of the course, for example, the oral, etc.
Yeah.
They'll be able to see that information. So, like, lots of students are going to be eager to go on and see how those grades, you know, work out, I suppose, in terms of marks in each section. So that's very important. That's open to everybody to do that from 12 noon on Tuesday. Now, there's a couple of really important deadlines after that that students have to be very, very careful that they don't miss them out because they're final. The first one is in relation to viewing their scripts. So we have some students today that may be disappointed with their results, but they also might be just interested to see how you know, they got on in different sections and essays, and etc. So they can apply to view their scripts, but they must apply to do that. The option to apply for that is opening on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. So that's all happening on Tuesday. And they only have a short window, so they're only 24 hours there. The option to view the scripts closes at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So yeah, that's the first stage of it. The second one then is the viewing of the scripts themselves, and that will take place on the weekend of the 2nd of September. So you'll probably be aware that a lot of exams online now, so for those, yeah, the students will be able to view them online through the candidate portal, but for those that were marked manually, they'll have to go into the schools, so they need to apply to view those scripts. So again, you know, the deadlines are very, very important, yeah, for students that they don't miss.
And if that's for ones who are not happy, they made an extra few points, they want to try and check and get them appealed, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, and I suppose there's also students just interested to see how it was marked and how they got on in different sections. But it will be of particular interest for students that are disappointed, you know, with the grade they've achieved. So if they want to appeal it, then there's a slight change this year. In the last year, it was free to appeal. There's a cost now of €40 per student, or sorry, not per student, per subject. So the online, the application to appeal the subjects online, it opens on Sunday the 3rd at 10 o'clock in the morning and closes on Monday. So it's very, very important, again, that they don't miss that deadline. They are absolutely strict from the state exams because I suppose they are under pressure to try and make sure the appeals process gets going very quickly.
Yeah, they certainly are. And that's the thing. And then how much time do you have then, Niamh? It's all very quick and very tight before you actually accept your place and get ready for college and find a college,
yeah,
place. It's pretty frenetic for the month.
It is. The next week is chaotic, really, for students and parents. You know, like, so the CAO round one offers will be out next Wednesday, so they'll be available from 2 o'clock online. And then the round one offers have to be accepted by the 5th of September. So they do have a little bit of time to think about their offer,
yeah,
before they accept it or decide what they're going to do. And of course, beside all of that, then you've the scramble for accommodation, which is the other chaos, I suppose, that lies ahead for students that are looking to move from home. So it is a very busy time. We have the examinations part of it, and then we have CAO offers happening as well. So there's an awful lot happening, yeah, for students in the next week.
And what have people been doing? Have they been trying to preempt this or hedge their bets and book accommodation in Galway maybe and Cork, depending on their first,
yeah,
and second choice? Is that,
yeah,
kind of,
for
that
sure,
what's happening?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, a lot of the accommodation, the applications for some of the accommodations start in January and February. So you have a lot of students that way back would have, exactly what you said, taken a chance on, look, I'm likely to go here, or I'm looking at these different options. But it's a nightmare, and I'm in the situation myself this year because I have a Leaving Cert student, so
oh, yes,
I will be in that chaos myself next year or next week. So it is it's very, very tough. Like, accommodation has become very tight. It's a huge pressure. And it's actually also one of the reasons why some students will apply to defer courses that they get next week, because they don't have accommodation and they're concerned that that would be an issue.
Yeah, they take a year out, they go do something else, they work for a while, and they get ready for next year.
Exactly. And I suppose it's also very important to remind, you know, students, this is going to be very important for them next week. And even for today, if they're looking at results and saying, God, I don't know, am I going to get what I was looking for? Or in fact, we have students that won't be looking at CAO at all. Minister Foley mentioned some of them there. There are a huge selection of options available for students. Yeah. Never more. You know, we've really got a great selection of things available to students now. So we'll have available places open on CAO the day after the round one offers. We'll have further education, which is a fantastic tradition of providing students with the opportunity to move from post-leaving cert courses on into college courses afterwards or the workplace. We have the new tertiary education programmes, which the Minister mentioned, where you start your degree in further education and you finish it off in higher education. We have the apprenticeships, traineeships, National Learning Network and study abroad options. So there's a lot available to students, and it can be... It's a very emotive morning, you know, for parents and students this morning.
Yeah.
And you just have to go with the emotion and the highs and the lows of that, and then let that settle and kind of think about things over the next couple of days. But today is about enjoying getting to this milestone and moving on to the next stage then.
Yeah, yeah, certainly is. Well, Liam, look, thanks for all the advice and thanks for talking to us about it this morning. And good luck in your own journey as well at home.
Thanks,
well done to all involved there.